enemy is not Darwin, evolution or dinosaur bones. Enemy is not liberals, Democrats or Arab terrorists, feminists or homosexuals, Obama or Mitt Romney. Outside world for whom Christ died is not the enemy. The enemy of the cross is the world inside God's people, ignorance where there should be understanding, superficiality where there should be depth, pride where there should be humility, blindness where there should be vision, letter where there should be spirit, doctrine where there should be revelation, hatred where there should be love, darkness where there should be light, division where there should be unity. Truly, God's enemies are those of his own household. The enemy of the cross of Christ is found inside his people. Of the cross of Christ is the unrenewed mind of his people, the unrenewed mind of his people. Enemy is not Darwin, evolution or dinosaur bones. Enemy is not liberal, Democrats or Arab terrorists, feminists or homosexuals, Obama or Mitt Romney. The outside world for whom Christ died is not the enemy. Is not Darwin, evolution or dinosaur bones. The enemy is not liberals, Democrats or Arab terrorists, feminists or homosexuals, Obama or Mitt Romney. The outside Christ died is not the enemy. The enemy of the cross is the world inside God's people, ignorance where there should be understanding. Superficiality where there should be depth, pride where there should be humility. Blindness where there should be vision, letter where there should be spirit, doctrine where there should be revelation, hatred where there should be love. Darkness where there should be light,
vision where there should be unity. Truly, God's enemies are those of his own household. The enemy of the cross of Christ is found inside his people. The enemy of the cross of Christ is the unrenewed mind of his people. The enemy of the cross Christ is the unrenewed.